back again, coming at you. Damn, son. It's another episode of the Ron Burgundy Podcast. We out here. Let's do this. 40 minutes of nonstop hits, commercial-free, coming up. And remember to say the phrase that pays, and you have a chance of winning $1 million.
Ron, why are you talking like that? Can we just take it down?
Like what? Talking like what?
Everything you just said. Also, the way you said it. It's like you're trying to bring some high-energy radio announcer vibe to our opening.
So you picked up on that?
It was very hard not to. Yes, I picked up on it.
Well, good, because that's exactly what I was trying to do.
Oh, okay.
You've got a good ear for broadcasting, Carolina. In truth, I'm just trying to switch things up. I was listening to some current top 40 radio DJs, and I thought, wow, these guys are shot out of a cannon, and maybe I should try that style on and see if it fits.
So you heard it for yourself, and I think we can both see that.
It fits like a glove.
Oh.
The Ron Burgundy Podcast, nonstop music. The hits you want, the way you want them. Boom!
Okay.
Wee, wee, wee. Ding, 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 ding. Pow, pow, ping, pong, pong, ping, pong, pong.
Let's just cool it for a second.
Bow!
We got it. High energy.
Boom.
You are you're shot out of a cannon. We got
Luke,
it.
Luke, you're my father.
It's very powerful and cinematic.
Listen, Carolina, I will not apologize for trying to be innovative with this program.
I just think people want more like the real Ron Burgundy. They want the comforting voice that they've listened to for years.
I can't argue with you on that, Carolino. I just sometimes feel part of being a good broadcaster is learning to evolve with the times.
I agree, yeah.
You have some sympathy for that viewpoint, don't you?
Sure. I think that's very important.
I'm sure there's a minority of people, and I'm talking a very small group, maybe 5 or 6 people, who think Ron Burgundy isn't up to speed with the world these days.
I mean, you still say the word jugs, so.
Yeah, I'm never going to not say that. But, you know, look. They take a look at me and assume, that guy, yeah, he's on the wrong side of history. I'm aware I speak and look a certain way, and I want to distance myself from a lot of my so-called peers who've shown a lot of ignorance lately.
Wow, that's actually very observant and self-aware.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry to be, you know, sappy, but when you speak like that, I'm proud of you, Ron.
Well, thank you, Carolina. You know, the other day I was talking to another broadcaster who shall remain nameless, but let's give him a pseudonym.
Okay.
Just for this conversation, which will be Tucker Carlson.
Do you know what a pseudonym is? You might want to just go with John Doe or say Mr. or Mrs. X.
No, everyone does that. I'm more creative than that. You know, I made up a totally fake name, Tucker Carlson.
Ron, there's actually a broadcaster named Tucker Carlson.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I literally just pulled that name out of thin air. Tucker Carlson? What does he do? Local weather somewhere?
No, he's pretty famous, unfortunately.
Is he a child actor who dresses as a cowboy?
No.
Anyway, for the purposes of this conversation, the person I was talking to was fellow broadcaster, not the child actor who specializes in Westerns, Tucker Carlson.
I never said he was a child actor. I think that's just something you assumed.
The point is, I'm talking to Tucker Carlson, in quotes, on the phone, and he started going off on pronouns, saying, oh, I can't keep track of it. These people are constantly changing the language, and I can't keep up. Men are men, and women are women. And I said to Tucker Carlson, just hold it right there. You're being ignorant. Shame on you. If we weren't on the phone, I'd slug you in the face for being so close-minded.
Wow, wait a second. I'm sorry. I just can't believe that sentence just came out of your mouth. It's really amazing. I mean, you've evolved so much ever since you accidentally stormed the Capitol.
Yes. Who would have known that my accidental storming of the Capitol would become a moment of enlightenment for
you
me?
You love crowds.
I love a crowd.
But a lot of people would never assume this about you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But let me continue. I said to Tucker Carlson, which again is a pseudonym, I said, Tucker, if a person wants to identify as a he, she, whatever you call it, that is none of your business. They are people and deserve to be treated with the same dignity as you and me. So that's how I put it. And with that, I'll I'll be signing off today, folks. This is Ron Burgundy.
No, Ron.
I'm just getting my jacket.
We've only been here for like 4 minutes.
Oh.
We just got here.
Are you serious? I could have sworn I was here for 3 hours.
Look, you haven't even had a sip of your coffee yet.
Oh, in that case, please. The show must go on.
Anyway, we were discussing how you are becoming an ally.
Yes. Yes, Caroline. And I know I'm out of touch in a lot of ways. I admit it. I have a lot to learn, and I want to. I really want to. I want to be a better ally in the world, and that's why on today's show, I'm going to ask you as a young person to help me with something very important.
Okay.
No, it's not bad.
Okay, what is it?
I want you to teach me how to get famous on TikTok.
I'm sorry, how is you getting famous on TikTok going to help with any of those things? Like,
No, I think it's just a chance to reach out to a new young demographic. I think we've done some of that here on the podcast. Also, on a personal level, I find you learn a lot by listening to young people.
Sure.
And the young people, they're all on TikTok.
Did you just say TikTok?
Wait, is it TikTok or TikTok? Whichever one is right. That's the one I just said.
It's TikTok.
All right. Well, when we come back from break, a 2-hour break, Carolina is going to show me the ins and outs of TikTok.
We have 15 minutes.
And by the end of this episode, Ron Burgundy is going to go viral.
I don't even have TikTok installed on my phone.
You don't have it already?
No, I don't use it.
Oh, I thought you were a cool young person. You're what? What, 31? Wait, you're turning 31 in May.
Yeah, my gosh, I can't believe you remembered my birthday.
I saw it on your driver's license when I was going through your purse.
Are you serious?
And I thought, I gotta remember that. It's the nice thing to do.
You need to stop going through my purse for candy and snacks. I keep telling you, there's no food in my purse.
No, I was just seeing if you had a diary.
What? Are you serious?
Yes. Well, I don't know why I'm telling you so much right now. All right, let's take a break, and then you can make me viral on TikTok.
I don't know if this is going to be possible. I'll do my best.
Back in a flash with the Ron Burgundy podcast. 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 Podcast.
So annoying.
We're back on the Ron Burgundy podcast. With me, as always, is Carolina. And today on the show, Carolina, this is going to be fun, is going to teach me how to become famous on TikTok.
Okay, disclaimer, I rarely use TikTok, and I don't think you actually need to do this to connect with a younger audience. There's so many other ways.
Uh-huh. Well, but here's the thing. TikTok just seems fun. You know, it just seems like fun. And so what if Silicon Valley wants to collect all my personal information? My life is an open book, not unlike your purse. All right, do you have the app loaded up?
Yes, it's all set. So what do you want to do?
I want to go viral. I'm sorry, was I not clear about that?
Yet you can't just make something go viral. It has to be interesting or newsworthy or cute or funny. It has to happen organically.
I think all I'm going to need to do is get on there and do a fun dance and then blammo, I've got millions of followers.
Yeah, but you're a journalist. Do you really want to reduce yourself to dancing on TikTok?
100%. My decision is final.
And this is about connecting more with young people and hearing what they have to say to make the world a better place, right?
I mean, that's part of it, sure.
Because if that's something you're truly interested in doing, I can actually put you in touch with some great organizations, mutual aid projects, nonprofits.
Carolina, I need you to hold the camera while I do the fun TikTok dance I've been practicing in my den for weeks.
So that's what this is really about. You've been working on this.
Caroline, you know, and a lot of people know this, I'm an excellent dancer.
Okay, but here's the thing. I'm afraid that if we do make a TikTok of you dancing, then it will go viral.
Perfect. That's what I'm saying.
No, but I think it could go viral in the wrong way.
Listen, if I get the clap from dancing, it won't be the first time.
What I'm trying to say is you could end up with people laughing at you, not with you. Do you know what I mean?
I don't understand. Why would people be laughing at all? There's nothing funny about my dancing. The art of dance is not a laughing matter. Because you know, I'm classically trained.
There just might be something inherently funny to people about seeing Ron Burgundy dancing.
I can do ballet, jazz, tap, modern hip-hop, dancer size. Do you remember that I went with you to your Zumba class at the Y?
Yeah, they asked you to leave.
I've worked very hard on my craft, and I don't see how anyone could find that the least bit funny.
People just know you from a different context. It's not
personal. And I want to show them this side of me. Do people laugh while they're watching Dancing with the Stars? No, never. They watch people dance and the cream rises to the top.
Yeah, but are you trying to get on Dancing with the Stars?
Wait, why? Are they asking?
No.
Right. Yes, I haven't gotten the call. But it's not like I'm waiting by the phone. I barely even care at all.
Oh, okay. I'm just starting to add some stuff up.
Add what up? I don't owe you any money. I put the wallet right back in your purse.
Ron, did someone from Dancing with the Stars tell you if you got a following on TikTok, they might consider having you on the show? Is this what it's all about?
If, and I'm saying if, a conversation took place along those lines, that would be confidential. Dancer to producer confidentiality.
That's not a thing.
But I will say, I did have a conversation, and let's say someone may have said it may increase my chances of getting on DWTS. That's Dancing with the
Stars, yeah.
Look, are you going to film my TikTok dance or what? Because I can find someone else to do it. I just thought you would know how to make me look flattering. I trust you.
Thank you, Ron. And in the interest of that trust, I would like to talk to you off the air about this.
Well, like I said, my life is an open book, but if we have a commercial lined up, I suppose we could do that and then talk privately. If we don't have a commercial, we can just move away from the mics and whisper.
Let's just talk the Dancing with the Stars of it all through privately.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Back in a moment with information on how you can see my awesome dance moves on TikTok. This is Ron Burgundy. Bazinga!
What's bazinga?
It's a cool word I saw on a TV show. I wrote it down as soon as I heard it.
I don't think you're using it in the right context.
Well, it's still a cool word. Bazinga! We're back here on the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Carolina and I just had a heart-to-heart, and she really made a compelling argument.
Thank you so much for just really listening to me there.
Yeah, so, and people are used to seeing Ron Burgundy behind a desk, seeing me tackle hard-hitting news stories. I've become a trusted source of information, and in these uncertain times we're living in, personalities like myself are rare commodities.
I'm so glad you've thought this through.
That's why I've made the difficult decision to ignore Carolina's advice and film a really fun dance for TikTok. Booyah! That's right. I'm the Slumdog Millionaire, baby.
I'm sorry, you're saying that you're the Slumdog Millionaire? Is that some DJ name?
Well, I just said it. I honestly don't know where that came from.
It's an Academy Award-winning picture from 2008.
Oh, I don't know, Carolina. I'm just amped up, and it came out of my mouth. Sue me! All right, let's move on and film. It's not the first time I've said that today. I also filmed Baxter's piano recital.
Let's just get this over with.
Terrific. Okay, so I've worked out a little routine to a Dua Lipa song. Now, I don't know if we can get the rights to the Dua Lipa song for the podcast, so we need to cover our bases. We'll do one version where we play the actual song and I dance to it, and one where you sing it and I do my awesome, mind-blowing TikTok dance.
Okay, I'm just going to send an open apology to the legal team at iHeart for, I mean, a lot of stuff that went on in HR, but also for having to work this out last minute. Sorry, guys.
Let's do this, Carolina. I'm pumped up. Make sure you get my entire body in frame. So which version do you want to do first? The one with the actual Dua Lipa song or the one where you sing it? You know what? Do the one where you sing it first. It's a good warm-up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, now, hit record and start singing that Dua Lipa song I like. and watch me blow your mind with my moves.
All right, recording. Ready?
Ready.
Okay. One, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because it's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in. You have to kick him out again.
Okay, and cut. Did we get it?
We get it. We got something.
Here, hand me your phone. Let me watch playback. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Looks great. Hot. 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 He's hot.
Okay, that's you.
Okay, now, okay. Now let's do a version with the actual song. You ready?
These rights are probably really expensive. She's like a Grammy award-winning pop star.
That's fine. I'll pay up to $100.
It might be a little bit more.
I'm serious. Now press play.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Are you okay?
Whoa. Oh. F***ing hell.
Oh, my God.
I threw my back out.
Okay. Let me just help you get up.
Oh, I'm fine. I can continue the dance. I'll just need something to numb the pain.
Yeah, just get up.
Do you have any fentanyl on you?
Ron, no, that's dangerous. Let me just get you home. One second. Let me just delete this video first.
Delete it? Are you mad, woman? Ouch. God, I'm in so much pain. Upload it now. Upload the video.
No, this is the one where you're dancing to Dua Lipa and you fall and hurt yourself.
It'll go viral. Title it Ron Burgundy, Dua Lipa Fail. Oh, my lower back is as hot as a Hendrix guitar lick. Ugh. Does anyone have access to any painkillers strong enough to tear apart a family? Painkillers that are so potent they wreck you financially and emotionally? I want those.
We'll be right back.
Shooby dooby dooby doo. Here I go again, girls. What's my weakness? Fentanyl. Hey, it's Ron Burgundy. Thank you so much for listening today. And thank you so much to our engineer, Carl, who works with Nick, who I always suspected had a drug problem, and God bless him, I was right. I'm feeling much better now.
Okay, you're not on a chill drug. You're on fentanyl, which literally destroys lives, and we're suffering from an opioid epidemic because of it. So please don't try this at home.
And Carl is going to get treatment at a facility in West Palm Beach, Florida, courtesy of Carolina's Christmas bonus.
I don't know. I think there's another way for us to gather the funds.
Carolina, how many views are we up to on that tiki torch?
Your Dua Lipa fail video is at 1.2 million views on TikTok. And also, Dua Lipa commented, LOL.
Fantastic. Well, I think we learned a lot today about young people and communication. It's very important to listen to the youth because you never know what lessons they might have to teach you. Also, do not take addictive pain medication unless you really need it. Or you're Ron Burgundy and you deserve a little break-a-rooney.
I guess you got what you wanted today. You went viral on TikTok.
Well, you just have to understand the algorithm. I forgot to mention this earlier, but I'm up for a Pulitzer Prize for a story I did on early COVID-19. Do you think this TikTok will help or hurt my chances of winning?
Is that the fentanyl that you were up for a Pulitzer? That feels like it might be. If you keep this up, you're going to go to Florida with Carl. I mean, I honestly don't know. It's a crazy world. You might be nominated for a Pulitzer.
Yeah, crazy world indeed, sister. Hey, everybody. This is TikTok star Ron Burgundy saying goodbye to our listeners this season. Yeah, I did good. Would love to see Walter Cronkite get that many views online as fast as I did. I'm the gold standard of journalism now, and that should wipe that grin off of his face.
He passed away over 10 years ago.
On second thought, does anyone have any fruit cocktail? I would love some fruit cocktail. Carolina, can we get fruit cocktail when you drive me home?
Sure. Just don't talk to me.
Put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I'm Ron Burgundy. Bazinga!